Welcome back in the press row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and terrific Thursday. Well, it is always a pleasure to be joined by Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller. Coach, how are you doing today?
Guys, I'm great. How are you doing?
We cannot complain, and I know things are better for you since the last time we talked, because now you are having, I know that you're not having contact practices, but you are having full roster practices, correct? And how nice has that been to have everybody out there?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome, but it's almost a little bit of a tease because you really want to get back into the way things used to be, and you can't yet. But it's been great, and had a good week, actually. It's been really good.
What kind of guidelines are you using and foreseeable timeline that you might have before contact can begin?
Right now, it's still, you know, you can have everyone on the field. We can have up to 50, so obviously we have a full roster out there to train. But the problem, the hard part is, and it takes a little thinking, is you still have to social distance. We had the last 3 days, we've had sessions where we've had to put some things together, which has us in bigger groups, but there's no contact, so you can only defend up to a certain area or line, and it's been a bit of a challenge, and it's hard for the guys, because what comes naturally is just to play, and obviously you have to think about things that have always come naturally to you, so it's tough. But it's been great, and for the most part, I think we've been able to kind of withstand and overcome some of this, and had some really good sex.
I know there's talk about, what do you know about the potential first match next month, and do you feel confident that can occur?
We do. Jeremy Allenbaugh, obviously our sporting director of the club, told me the other day that it looks like we'll be another week and a half with this before we'll full contact. So we've at least got a date for that. And July 11th is the first scheduled game in the Independence Cup. And as far as we know, that's a go. So obviously it'll be, you know, in an empty stadium, but get to play against anybody right now, it'd just be like, I mean, Christmas come up. Yeah.
I totally understand that. But I tell you one thing I don't get, though, and it's one of those that I know you'd love to have people in there. I mean, Talladega's going to have 5,000 people in there this week, and I know Talladega's huge and you can spread them out, but so is Finley, if you're just talking about maybe 1,000 or 1,500 people. I just don't understand why next month we can't be at a point where maybe 1,000 people could be able to watch that thing.
I think you're preaching to the converted on that one. I think we all feel the same way, and I know Jeremy's gone in there with some of the staff and, you know, measured out what, you know, how many, you know, we could put in and how many spaces we need to have between. But at the end of the day, we're trying to do what the government told us we can do, what the league is allowing us to do, and we're trying to just follow the protocols that they've laid out for us. But in terms of, you know, I think the personal feeling of the players, the coaching staff, and even, you know, the administration of the club is, I mean, we'd love to figure out a way to put 1,000 people in there, I promise you.
You're listening to Peter Fuller, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, have you had any conversations with your team about the protests and the racial unrest that's going on in our country right now?
We have. We've had conversations about it, but most of that has been done amongst the players themselves. They've met together and talked about it, and talked about what, you know, what we can do as a club. Not so much. I think the big thing is that I think our club, more than anything else, we want to make a difference. I think there's a lot of people out there offering, you know, reasons and problems and everything else. I think with the players, and I give the players a boatload of credit for this, all the credit for it, their thing has been, how do we come up with solutions? And solutions for us locally here in the community. And I think that's more the direction we've been trying to go in with it as a club. But our players have had handled themselves brilliantly through this. I couldn't be more proud and pleased with how they've gone about it. I think if anything, between the virus and this, I think it's actually brought us closer together as a group, which has been kind of neat to see.
How so specifically, if you could give me an example of just coming together closer as a group? Because I think there's a lot of that happening in teams that are run well because you just start listening a little more.
Yeah, agreed. And I think it's always important. I think as human beings, we tend to look at things from our own perspective. And things like what's going on right now, I think it pushes everybody out of their comfort zone a little bit and forces them to see the world and to see each other through someone else's eyes. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, for people to have to view the situation in the world through how somebody else sees it. And I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said, you know, if we could see ourselves through someone else's eyes, we would never hate or envy ever again. And I think that there's a lot to that. I think for our guys, if you ask for specifics, I don't know that we've come up with specifics yet, but we're working on them. I think one of the things is how can we help heal the city? How can we help heal communities that need healing and need just a touch of bringing people together? And I think that's the direction right now we're going as a club. And we've got some ideas. I don't really want to say it's here, but I do know that the players themselves have come up with a couple of brilliant ideas, particularly our leadership group with this team has been awesome. And I think you'll see some things in the next 2 to 4 weeks of things that we're gonna try and do as an organization. And it'll be trying to come up with solutions, not adding to the problem.
Peter, it's just you and me talking. Wells is taking us off the air because Wells is mad at me. So go ahead and give me a couple of those.
One of the things we're thinking about doing is doing once a week and maybe twice a week, but once a week to start with, 3 clinics in the community where we go out and not going to the typical places that you would normally go to, but going into some of the inner city areas. I think one of the things that a lot of times people forget about, I know that this is an issue mainly, you know, that's affecting the Black community, but I think one of the things we tend to forget here in our area is the fact that we have a huge Guatemalan population, for instance. It's a large Guatemalan population outside of Guatemala City in the world, actually. And I think going into the Black and Hispanic communities, offering free clinics, our right. time for an hour and a half, and working with guys and working with players, but as well going in with a message too. And I think at the end of it, be able to talk for 5-6 minutes with the players and just talk to them about what's right and what's wrong in terms of how we have to deal with each other.
Okay. Wells has flipped the switch back on, so we're now back on the air, and we're dealing with some serious times. But I'm curious, do you have a go-to joke that you can share over the air?
Oh, man, most of mine are R-rated, guys, unfortunately. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
I think one of the things that I usually do, always when I say goodbye to people, I always tell them if I don't see them through the week, I'll see it through the window.
Okay.
Or tell them if the bed falls in, I'll see them in the spring. So
I like it.
Always good pieces of advice for people. So
You're listening to Chattanooga FC Coach Peter Fuller. Coach, last question for you. Do you ever schedule your practice? Now that soccer's taking place again globally, do you ever schedule practices around matches on television? Whether it's like La Liga, Bundesliga, English Premier, do your players ever ask you to like schedule practices around matches on TV?
They absolutely do, and I never give in unless it's the World Cup. So the World Cup's a little bit special, and I think those are the times that you do that. I mean, with all the guys, you know this better than I do. With all the technology we've got nowadays, I mean, guys, it's just, you know, record it, wait, you know, be able to watch it or whatever. But the World Cup's special, and I think that's to have take precedence sometimes over things that we're doing as clubs.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. Hopefully the next time we talk to you, you'll be talking about the contact practices at Chattanooga FC and how good those are going.
You don't know how much I hope you're right.
We
absolutely.
We certainly appreciate it.
And Coach, if you want to add one more to your repertoire after a meal, you can ask somebody if they got enough to eat and if they're full, and you can always look them dead in the face and say, "Well, I am fuller."
That's one of my dad's favorites.
Yes, yes, a dad joke.
Yeah.
Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for your support.
All righty. Peter Fuller, Chattanooga FC coach, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.